Montreal. Railways suffered a sharp drop-off in container shipments this month as the strike by BC port workers halted more than half of steel box cargo. Canadian National Railway Co.'s revenue ton miles, a key industry metric used to gauge income and freight volume, fell 60% in the first week of the job action, according to RBC Dominion Securities analyst Walter Spracklin. The figure dropped by 45% at Canadian Pacific Kansas City Limited. The plunge left the number of containers hauled by Canadian Railways last week at barely half the level it reached during the same period in 2022, according to the American Railroad Association. The corrugated metal boxes, which carry everything from consumer products to auto parts, mark a critical source of cash for Canada's two main railways, comprising roughly one quarter of annual revenue. The International Longshore and Warehouse Union Canada and the BC Maritime Employers Association have until 10:30 a.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time on Thursday to decide if they will accept a federal mediator's recommendations to end the port strike. Some 7,400 waterfront workers walked off the job on July 1, with wages, automation and contracting out as the key sticking points in negotiations. The job action has halted shipments in and out of about 30 ports in BC, including the Port of Vancouver, Canada's largest. Spracklin said the plummeting container cargo would likely impact railway earnings, as CN has 37% of its total carloads originating in Vancouver and Prince Rupert, BC. About 20% of CP's shipments roll through Vancouver docks. That said, we note that in the past, external disruptions including cold weather, blockades, and strikes have not affected share prices or valuation at the Canadian rails, despite the resulting, temporary, negative impact on quarterly results, he said in a note to investors. This report by the Canadian Press was first published July 13, 2023. Companies in this story, TSX, CNR, TSX, CP, Christopher Reynolds, The Canadian Press.